In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to treasures. Let's continue commenting on the book of Romans in chapter 2, verse 12. We are focusing now on the problem of pagan and Jew. The Jewish people consider themselves as the righteous people. They are the people of God. They feel like superior than anyone. And even after they were baptized in the church, they still couldn't respect the pagan side who believed in Christ and were baptized in the same church. So St. Paul was declaring that the pagan without Christ, without repentance, are corrupted. And also the Jew without Christ, the Jewish people, they know God, but they couldn't follow him, and their life is as equal as the life of the pagans concerning the morals. So, for as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law. For the pagan side, they did not have the law of Moses, but they will be condemned without the law because they had done bad. And as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. So if the Jew part saying, I have the law, I am different. Still, if you hear the law, if you know the law, but you could not follow the law, you could not do the law, you are still, will be condemned because you are not just, you are not safe. Another reason, another logic. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law. Some of the Gentiles were better than others, were doing good because of their conscience, because of their nature. They followed their hearts. So they had done many good things written in the law of Moses, although they never heard about the law of Moses. And the Jew part, having the law, couldn't do any of these commandments. So St. Paul is saying, will you consider the one who had done the goodness out of his heart, isn't he better than the one who had the law and couldn't do any of these commandments? Again, for when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves. They made their law of right and wrong because of their hearts, who show the work of the law written in their hearts. So these good people of the pagan, they are not perfect, but less corrupted than others. But they showed that there is something as written in their hearts. Like the law of God originally was in the hearts of all human beings, even before writing the law of Moses. Who show the work of the law written in their heart, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. So their thoughts, their mind, thinking of the right and wrong all the time, they can excuse them and accuse them at other times. So they have this kind of law in their hearts. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. But in the day of judgment, there is only one model and one law, Jesus Christ, the one who made the law, the lawgiver, and the one who is the perfect model to do good all your life. So according to God, Christ, the Creator, the Judge, because he is the one who made the law in the hearts, in the Moses law and in the New Testament, and he is the role model of all people, according to my gospel. So in this part, St. Paul was harsh, attacking the Jew, although he was a Jew and he was a Pharisee, and he felt superior than others sometimes. But after he knew Christ and he became humble in his heart, he understood the will of God, that God wants everyone to be saved, and God's gospel should be revealed to all nations, And all people are accepted now before the eyes of God just through Christ the Lord, the Savior. Will not be saved by their deeds because their deeds are never perfect. And all people are corrupted, so all people are prisoners, all people are going to die forever, so they need to be saved. Indeed, you are called a Jew. Still he's speaking to the Jew. And rest on the law and make your boast in God. He's speaking to a Jew. You call the Jew and rest on the law and you boast in God and know his will. They say so. And approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness. That's the teaching of the Jew people. They tend to teach this way. You, the Jew people, are the light of the world. You know God. You know the will of God. You are superior. All other people are bad. Instructed of the foolish, a teacher of babies, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? Because robbing temples is kind of acting like idol worshippers. You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? So, now he is blaming the Jew because they spoke in a high way, thinking of themselves as blameless, as superior. And they all know that they speak, but they could not walk the talk. They could not live a holy life. Most of them are doing very bad in their life. But they still say that we are better, we are superior. So he's attacking them now. If you teach people not to steal and you still steal, do you think that God will just look passively at this? You can deceive people, but you can never deceive God. If you teach people, do not go into adultery. If you have bad relations, you are like the same. So he is telling the Jew people, stop boasting, stop feeling superior. The rituals of the Old Testament will not make you righteous. Only the repentance through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will make you pure. Again, this part. You are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. This part, you know, he's not saying it literally as they are good, but they say so. Now, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. This verse is the testament. So their books, the holy books of the Old Testament, are telling the truth that there is a blasphemy. People look down to God of the Jew because of their behavior. People, the Gentiles, could not respect the God of the Jew because of the Jewish attitude. So the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. Yes, you are circumcised as Jew, and you know the law of Moses. But circumcision without a holy life, a life related to the law of Moses, which is related to the circumcised people, if your life is totally against the blessing of being chosen man of God because of the circumcision, now circumcision will not give you any benefit. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So your circumcision had nothing to do with being righteous, will not give you any profit, just you have this sign in your flesh. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? So he is, you know, asking their logic, their justice in their hearts. Just try to be just. If the pagan people, the Gentiles, had done the good things commanded in the law, but they had no circumcision, don't you think God will consider them as good, as the circumcised good people of the Jew? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfilled the law, judge you, who even with your written code and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? So speaking injustice, he said that the behavior, the final outcome, the morals, the goodness in life will prove if you are following the law, you respect the circumcision, or you do not. But circumcision by saying, by the word, will not give you much without real good life. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision. Because the Pharisee or the Jewish people always try to make their picture from the outside beautiful. And people should respect them because they have the rituals. But for God, the God of hearts, he will never be deceived. But he is a Jew, the real Jew, who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. So speaking about God, God will focus on the heart issue. The circumcised heart, meaning that the heart fully giving to God. And the behavior of this man is totally following the law given by God. But just having circumcision and the life is different, again the commandments will not be considered as Jew. He is a Jew, a real Jew, a real man of God, meaning who is one inwardly. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from God. As if he's saying, if you just focus on how to make yourself superior, and you feel yourself superior and boosting with the circumcision and the law, but you are not living such a good life, you will not be praised before the eyes of God. But for the good people who are just waiting for God to judge them, these are the real good accepted ones. Chapter 3. What advantage then had the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Some people, after listening to chapter 2, may say, so why God chose the Jew people? If circumcision has nothing to do, and if the law of Moses had nothing to do with the righteous life, so why God chose some people and gave the sign of circumcision and made the law of Moses important and pushed his people this way? What advantage then had the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much, in every way. Chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Meaning that God committed his will in this people. God chose what he likes and what he dislikes to this people. God revealed the real law of God, law of right and wrong, in not only in their hearts but in their books. So they had a better chance. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect. So the problem was not in God, was not in circumcision, was not in the law. The problem was in the people. The people, the corrupted hearts, did not want to be good, did not follow the will of God. They ignored the virtues given in the commandment of the law. They did not want to be the people of God. They just happy with the circumcision. So for what if some did not believe? They couldn't believe in God. Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. So God was true. God was faithful. God gave people all the ways to be good. But because of their corruption, of their free will, they did as their father Adam did. They broke the commandment. They abused the free will to do things against the will of God. Let God be true, but every man a liar. So all men considered liars. All men considered corrupted. All men are under the condemnation of the law. The law of the heart, of the nature, or the law of Moses. In both laws, the same. They did wrong. They couldn't did all the right needed. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words, the words of the psalm, and may overcome when you are judged. So nobody can blame God. Nobody can say, so God, why you choose these people? So God, why you gave the law? So God, you are to be blamed because people went astray. No, God will never be blamed. You cannot judge God because the problem is totally in men. God created man as pure as his image. But because of the free will, men choose to be corrupted. Men choose to be devilish, to go away from the will of God. So that's the will of man. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Some of the philosophers may say, okay, we are all bad, so God will look like the perfect one. So we served him in this. We gave him this good picture because being bad, he will be the only good one. Wait a minute, that's the truth. You have done bad. So if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? I speak as a man, certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? No, God is perfect, God is just, God is good. God wanted man to be like him. God never pushed man to be bad in order to justify himself. God is totally righteousness, and he is willing to give his righteousness to his people, and that's the way of Christianity. Glory to God. Amen.